Hey, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of the Strand Tennis Center podcast, filled with tips, advice, tennis, not tennis, just life advice, too, whatever you need. Like it on YouTube. Share it on the podcast as well. Thank you.
All right, Santi, I want to go over this book called Mastery by George Leonard because it's great for people that are students and people that are teachers. George Leonard was an Aikido coach. Great Aikido coach in the 70s, had a school, but, you know, wrote a very popular book here about how to learn and how to teach as well, because he did both. So Mastery is a great book in regards to just, and I have the notes for it. We all have different people that learn different ways, but we also have people that learn and don't have a path of mastery. That's basically what this book is. The path of mastery is to understand overall, it's the process and not the result. That's really what mastery is. So he goes through his book, and he has three different people that don't follow that path, and you've probably been around this. There's the dabbler, the obsessive, and the hacker. Now, the dabbler, Santi, which you've all been a part of, is somebody that tries, and he has a path, which is very interesting. You know, we talk about the learning curve like this, and you develop and you go here. Well, the dabbler tries something, they do well, and they stop doing it. They try something, do well, and they stop doing it, right? So the dabbler is that kind of person that does well, and then they get a little bit of friction, and they don't like it, and they quit.
So they give up?
They give up. They're a dabbler. And the second one is the obsessive person. They obsess over something. They think they're going to do well. And they have ups and downs, ups and downs, ups and downs. And they're still obsessive. I'm going to work through it. I'm going to work through it. And they end up quitting. And then the hacker is the person that says, okay, I'm going to figure out how to do this one thing well, and I'll hack the whole system. But they'll never really be a master at it. So they'll figure out, hey, I can learn 4% of this, it'll be good enough, I don't need to work on anything else, and I'll be fine. But he says mastery is about understanding the plateau and enjoying the plateau. So when you play and you improve, you'll get this level of plateau.
Yep.
But what you have to realize is you've started here, and you go to these plateaus, right? You've started here, and you get to there. And you have to understand the nature of the plateau, if you can see me. Here, you go up, you plateau, you go up, you plateau, but you've started down here. And that's the key to mastery, is understanding that when you're plateauing, that's the beautiful part about it. Having that mastery is the key. In other words, you are mastering the process of getting up, mastering the process of going through the gym, mastering the process of putting on the glove. The whole thing is a process. It's not the result. All of it is a process. So when you're going through difficult times, it's not about that is the process. The whole thing's a process. I'll write down a couple.
So you're saying we have to go through the process.
Like I said, four times. I have to go through the process.
To get what you want, right?
So here we go. You have to move to the plateau. The process is tied to the result. We have to forget that. You have to move the plateau. Five ways to mastery is, these are the five ways to mastery. Instruction, practice, surrender, intention, the edge. So instruction means finding the proper teacher, right? And finding something that works for you and making sure that you're finding the right person that communicates with you. The practice means it's not just practicing, it's also a noun. He says mastery is practice, staying on the path. So it's your practice. It's not a verb, I'm practicing. My practice is I'm just learning this whole process. So that's my practice. You just live it. It's your life, if you understand what that means.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yep.
Surrender means there are no experts. You're always learning, you're always growing. So you just surrender to the process. You're always learning and always growing. There's never an end to it. There's never an end to your practice.
Okay.
Intention means you see what you want clearly. So you have an intention of what you want to be and what you want to do, and it's clear to you. This is what I want to do. This is where I want to be. And inside of that, you're always learning, but you have an intention of what you are learning and what you want to do. And the edge is when you challenge yourself to push yourself even farther. So say you had an intention and you had a goal to set and you actually achieve that, but you go, all right, I want to push my edges. I want to see how far I can go with this. So those are the basic five keys to mastery. There's a couple other great things that he talks about here about backsliding. Backsliding is okay. The body naturally wants to stay in homeostasis, which is the condition of equilibrium. So your body will naturally You want to fall back or regress to the mean. So if you're testing yourself and challenging yourself, you're naturally going to fall back to saying, like he equates it to a thermostat, right? You set a thermostat at 70, it'll go back to that. So, you know, if it gets hot or cold, it'll adjust.
So you want to go back to something that's comfortable?
That's what usually our problem is, yeah. Right? We want to go back to something that's comfortable, and we don't want to get out of that homeostasis. Now, homeostasis is good in the sense of, you know, your body's got to regulate its temperature and all those things, but we need to push ourselves out of that. What is the other one here, which is really good? My phone keeps closing, and I want to make sure my notes are right. Make the commonplace part of your practice. So everything should be part of a practice. So whether you're getting up, whether you're getting something to eat, whether you're washing the dishes, it's all part of the practice. You should be in the present moment at all times. It's all part of it. This is a great little quote from, whether it was Buddha or whatever. Before enlightenment, chop wood and carry water. After enlightenment, what do you do? Chop wood and carry water. So you're still doing the same thing. It's that there's no like, oh my God, I'm going to get to the end goal. I'm going to beat this player and now I am a master and I'm fine. It's always a process. You're always learning. It's always a process, which is great. So basically this book, and he's great because he talks about teaching too. So it's good for people that are teaching and are pros. He says he failed. He was in World War II and was a flight teacher, and he failed with the weakest students because he felt like they were helpless and he couldn't help them, and he lost his patience with them. He would only work with the greatest students. But again, you have to learn that the basic beginner things, those masters are working on those things too. They're not rushing through anything. Even when they know the basic beginner skills, you have to understand that the master is still learning almost like he's brand new. And he's got, and he said he started, when he started teaching Aikido and started teaching beginners, he started to understand better that process. A lot of teachers only want to teach great players because they think it's easier, but the real art is teaching beginners and having that patience and having that attention to it. So I just thought it was a good book to talk about real quick. Have you ever had something where you just tried it and quit and said, I can't do it anymore or something?
I wouldn't say I quit at it. I just haven't done it that often to like really plow through it. I started rock climbing maybe a year ago, because Lifetime in Berkeley has it for free. So I started doing that. I have shoes. I got a little harness, and then I stopped going. I don't know why I stopped going, but it's easy when you know not easy, but it's you notice like the first day you're back, you struggle a lot. The next day you come back. Or a couple days later, you do it a lot faster, you know, and I think the hard part is just, like, it's a mental and physical challenge in itself, finding the right hole. You're just in the discomfort the whole entire time, and you have to plow through that. It's kind of like people that do, like, marathon running. Yeah. They're just constantly in a struggle, but I know there's something called, like, a runner's high, so maybe there's, like, also a climber's high, you know, where you plow through a moment, and then you feel great. Just like hiking when I went to Yosemite, or you just struggle for the good first 2 hours, and then it just feels like nothing, and you're just going, breezing through it.
Why did you think you quit? You thought it was frustrating?
I just think I just didn't have time.
You have time.
Yeah, I don't think I had time to do it. You know, it's ultimately to do that, you got to train inside, right? And then eventually you want to go outside and start doing bouldering and stuff like that. That's the end goal. But it takes a lot of, you know, dedication and time to learn the right way, proper techniques and stuff
maybe
like
it was,
that.
You know, so maybe it's...
I'll probably try to get back into it. Yep. But I have a lot of hobbies. So
you were a dabbler.
I'm a little bit of a dabbler.
It's hard. You know, I think the best thing that helped me with this is realizing that it's all a process, everything. Like driving in the car, it's all of it. All of it is part of it. Like, so you have to... This is it. Like, this is the process. This is the thing. That's the hard part, is to realize that, you know, the warm-up is the process. The cool-down is the process. It's not just the game. All of those things are hard to realize and hard to figure out. It's like, you know, you can quit it. It's like running a business. It's all a process. Everything that you're doing. Like this morning, our fires to put out, right? I mean, I made my own mistake about simple domain names. But all of those things are processed to... growing, and it just seems so easy to do, but it's a bitch because you want results. People want an answer and they want a result.
Yeah.
And it's really hard for them to go, okay, I'm on this path of, but in's like we said, remember when we said, if how much would you pay if you could be Roger Federer right. and one less, right? People would pay an endless amount of money.
Right. right?
So what we're teaching here in regards to the road to mastery with tennis and pickleball and all these sports, pickleball, these are the greatest ways to compare them. You need small victories and small wins inside that process because it is a long road. And if you realize it's such a long road, some people will just throw up their hands. They need some wins. You need some victories. And that's why right. pickleball is more popular, because you can get victories sooner and you can learn Agreed. How to play faster. And that's the big key. Hey, CJ, what's up? CJ's interested in talking to us. So that is the big key, is finding that window of, you know, pushing yourself, delaying gratification, but also finding a little bit of rewards inside that. Like, people start to fall in love. He was talking about the process of a keto, putting the gloves on, the whole thing. The whole thing was enjoyable to him. Getting in the room, smelling the room, all of it. Like, you have to really get into the process and love the whole process of the shit, between putting your shoes on, all that stuff. John Wooden, we used to teach guys how to tie their shoes. Like, it's that process. You have to fall in love with it so much, because a lot of it, if you really want to be a master at something, is pain. So you have to yeah. enjoy that process of pain. So it's not pain for you. It's part of the journey that you're on. So if people get frustrated, try to read the book by George Leonard, because it just gives you some simple tools to understand that you're here for the long haul. You do need some rewards in the time being, but try to relish those times that you're in that plateau, they say. Try to enjoy the plateau. You're stuck in it because it's gonna move. It's going to pass, just like the next plateau is going to come. So that's all I wanted to talk about today, Santi. How about you?
Awesome.
Thanks,
great.
Everybody. You have a good day. Enjoy the lovely weather.
Hey, everybody. Hope you like the podcast. Please share it with your friends, anybody that you know, anybody that's into tennis, anybody that's into bettering themselves. Share it.